Hello and welcome. Rattles, onesies, pureed carrots, Enrique Iglesias, isolation chambers, genocide. What does it all mean? Find out more at 420 on Channel 69, WKNT, SLPN News. Oh wait, it is 420. Right. I'm your host, Chauncey Quincy Whitaker, and we're here today on WKUNT SLPN News. We host 1 hour of news a day, talking about all of the biggest stories. Today's biggest story is Enrique Iglesias. Pop superstar Enrique Iglesias, he's opened up the case against Baby Nation to the world. He's released a new single to international critical acclaim called Tonight I'm Fighting Bruce. It's all about his fight and vendetta against Baby Nation, and we are going to hear all about it today. We're even going to play a little clip for you right now, okay? You're going to get a little taste. Are you ready? Here we go.
My isolation, I'm fighting Baby Nation. Nobody's ever challenged them the way that I do. You know my motivation to fight the Baby Nation. Please excuse me, I have to go and fight Bruce. Cause tonight I'm fighting Bruce.
What a compelling case Enrique is making here. We are going to unpack this whole thing today with a couple of blokes. One is an international threat level expert and the other is an ex-military man. Here we go, we're going to get into it right now. And we are going to play a short clip from Enrique, who is out in the field right now fighting Baby Nation single-handedly. He has put out the call to the quote-unquote awoken to come and join him. We're going to play that clip for you a little bit later. He is attempting to defeat the Baby Nation leader, Bruce. Bruce, last name unknown, is a baby of incredible intelligence and physical prowess from what we hear. Today we are joined by two leading experts on Baby Nation, on international politics and just global matters in general. I have with me Antoine Balducci, our international threat level expert and political correspondent. And to my right, actually, never mind, where he's joined by us on Skype from Italy, we have Wispy Federsoplopoulos. Sorry if I messed that up. Anyway, thank you both for being here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for being here. Let's start with you, Mr. Federsoplopoulos, or can I just call you Wispy?
You can call me you can call me Wispy.
This guy sounds like the Tasmanian Devil. So.
Excuse me.
Mr. Balducci, can we please refrain from insulting our guests?
I'm here to talk about something serious, okay?
Yeah, me too.
Alright, I'm here to talk about the threat of babies and how we're gonna basically just mop the floor with them, you know? I just wanna emphasize that these babies, with a threat level what? What are you even here for, Mr. whatever your name is, Scalabrini or whatever, Calamari, I don't even know your name.
Balducci.
Balducci? How about balls on my duty? You suck.
Gentlemen, please, can we please just keep on track here? We have a very important matter to discuss.
Think he is?
Gentlemen, please. If Mr. Federsoplopoulos was not in Italy, I think that you both would be reaching over the table at each other. I am appalled at your conduct, the etiquette on this show.
Excuse me,
this is WKUNT.
About shoving a pepperoncini up this guy's asshole over here.
Well, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be taking some calamari wings and put them around my you know what.
Well, excuse me. Mr. Federsoplopoulos. We are trying to talk about the news. The news today. I can't wait to go back to my flat. Anyway. I hate this job. I hate my job. I want to fucking kill myself. Anyway, can you just cut that out? We're live. Oh Jesus fucking Christ! Fuck! Fuck! Anyway, I'm losing my job after this. Anyway,
I just want to talk about this baby Nathan.
Let me introduce you, sir. Can you just let me talk? You fucking wispy man, whatever you are. Anyway, Mr. Wispy Fedorozopoulos is an ex-mercenary security contractor, probably war criminal, who spent time killing children and other vulnerable people overseas while he was a Blackwater whatever guy. Anyway, he also happens to be a boxing expert. He actually trained Vinny Pazienza.
Yeah, train that kid.
And an overall scumbag, I would say you are.
Definitely overall scumbag, I am. That's what it says on my LinkedIn.
It says that on your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I would not beg to differ. You are an overall scumbag. And you know what, Antoine? So are you. Let's just get this discussion over with. All right. Well, first off, we have to play a little bit of this material that we received. We received from Enrique a little while ago. Let's play the clip, okay? All right.
Before that plays, I just want to say you're a scumbag.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, you a scumbag, kid.
None.
I mean, go on, Thawi.
This is the news. You two have sullied the news. And the news is ruined because of you.
Play the clip, fucking kid. Play it.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? This is Enrique Iglesias. I am in my isolation chamber, currently holed up in my isolation chamber in Spain. I have little to no rations. I have been fighting Baby Nation by myself. Nobody has heeded the call. None of the awoken have come. I have run out of bullets. They seem impervious to pain and harm. I have yet to meet their leader, Bruce, but I have vowed to fight Bruce. And even if I run out of rations, I will eat baby bodies just to survive, so that I can fight Bruce. If you receive this message, tell my wife, Anna Kournikova, that I love her, and I am fighting all of these babies for her. It was her delusion that I brought to life.
Wait, hold on one second.
Wow, quite disturbing audio we received from Enrique. Quite disturbing, I would say.
All right,
let's start in a panel type of fashion. I am going to moderate the panel. I am the host of the show. Please, gentlemen, respect that I am the host of the show. What? Excuse me? We have no manners from the Americans. Anyway, let's start with you, Mr. Antoine Balducci. Tell us, what do you think the threat level of the baby nation, as Enrique Iglesias describes, what do you think the threat level is? Should we be worried?
I mean, if I'm going to be honest here with you, I don't think there's anything these babies can do that I personally am frightened about. They're a bunch of babies. I mean, the guy over there with the impediment, you know, he's on to something. I think we could crush these guys. You don't got to be a pro boxer and knock a baby out. You know, I've seen my share of, you know, domestic violence disputes, and, you know, it's usually the baby the first one to literally explode over a wall or something. So.
But have you seen babies organize in an army and attack a nation of people? Like, they supposedly Enrique Iglesias describing this baby nation rising up against us.
Yeah, that's I would say that's unprecedented. Sure. So, you know, babies, they don't tend to, you know, conglomerate in such a fashion, but you know, even in such a case, you know, I can't see their little fingers wrapping around any kind of weapon or anything. So yeah, I'm not afraid here. I honestly just don't want to get anything gross all over my suit. You know, it's a new suit.
Okay. Anyway, Mr. Chauncey Quincy, never mind. Who's Chauncey Quincy? Oh, that's me. Oi, it's been a long day. My wife left me today. Mr. Fedorosopoulos, can you please keep it down on your end? In Italy, whatever you are, whatever. Mr. Wispy Fedorosopoulos, what? You are an international expert on boxing, and also you have killed many children. What do you think, what kind of military action would we have to take to fight a nation of babies, a baby nation army?
Well, first of all, I'm not in Italy, wherever you think. I'm in a fucking deli right now in downtown Queens, okay? You fucking uninformed pieces. Anyway,
Please stay on topic?
Okay, Jesus, alright. What was the question? Is it...
Can you please concentrate? We're trying to.
Somebody get the deli pickle out of this guy's mouth. Inform so we can talk.
We have listeners.
The
200,000 people are tuned in right now.
And fucking put my fucking fist halfway up your beep beep beep. And we would what was the question?
What kind of military action would need to be taken to defeat a baby nation army? And if there is a baby nation army, what kind of threat level do you think it poses to the armies of the world?
Oh, these. Well, a baby nation army, if the military action, what would we need to do happen? I would say, you know, load up a few pickup trucks, a few guys, you know, give them some cocaine, you know, let them have some fun. Give them, you know, full combat woes. Give them, like, 5 of the rounds each and just let them go to town, you know?
Where did you find this fucking guy? Where did you fucking find this guy?
Sweat level? I don't know. It depends on if, you know, I had a rumor about mega radiated babies from Fukushima or something. And I heard that they had some really big, big heads, you know? They had huge heads. They were fucking huge. Their heads were really big. And their bullets just bounce right off of them. It's so weird.
Like that movie Megamind.
Yeah, Megamind.
The guy with the big old round head.
Yeah, Mega Baby Mind.
You saying these babies can move shit with their brains?
Maybe, I don't know. Based on...
out of sheer telekinetic will?
Based on Enrique's testimony there, I'm getting the vibe that maybe these babies aren't as regular babies. You know, maybe these are... You know, these could be some super babies.
Look,
you know?
I ain't buying it.
What do you mean not buying it?
I need to see to believe. I need to have this happen transpiring in front of me to get the full scope of what Enrique is trying to tell us.
Kid, you're fucking
I gotta be honest with you. I'm gonna be a skeptic on this one.
Kid, you're in fucking Italy. Just fucking take your fucking Fiat and drive up over the through the. Whatever mountains, and just go see.
Go to the villas.
I don't drive a Fiat. I drive a Vespa.
Are you fucking serious, kid?
In all seasons.
What about a Maserati?
I have one of those, too.
Can we please stay on topic here?
Well, keep the questions coming, you fucking piece of half of... half of you-know-what.
What kind of...
what do you think you
Mr.
are? You fucking
Mr.
Thuck,
Balducci.
Kid. You fucking thuck.
Mr. Balducci. Where did we... Anyway, Mr. Balducci, what kind of ethical or moral quandaries would we have with leveling a war against pretty much vulnerable, defenseless babies? Taking up arms against babies who are completely defenseless. What kind of carnage and violence and do you think that humanity could come back from that type of conflict?
Look, I'm legally required to say that I would never harm a child from past occurrences, but you know, I think if they're attacking us first, they're not leaving us a whole lot of options here. I wouldn't be the first one to throw a punch at a baby, but, I've been known to...
If this baby was crawling towards you with a million other babies, and this baby's one and only goal was to kill you, would you start killing babies?
Of course.
You would start stomping babies' heads.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Would you get into your toy? Would you get?
I didn't even think you had it in you, kid. You said you fucking killed.
Would
a
you
baby.
Get into
oh
your
God.
Toyota Tacoma and drive through a crowd of babies?
I think I've already made it pretty clear here. I drive a Vespa.
But I'm saying you can't kill that many babies
skull,
with a Vespa. You need to have a bigger vehicle.
The baby's skull crushing capacity of the Vespa is
it's
not
very
as great
little.
As a pickup.
It's very small. You need to have a Toyota Tacoma or larger.
You're gonna be torn apart.
You're gonna fucking die if you go
babies,
out there.
Those babies are gonna fucking whip you to sweat.
They'll kill you.
Antoine Balducci, don't let nobody, you know, pick a fight with him. All right, so a baby, adult.
And what
Hooker,
if Antoine Balducci is the first man to fall to Baby Nation?
Well, so be it then. But like I said, you know, I'll believe it when it's happened to me. Until then, these babies can go suck a fat one.
I'll tell you, I would
pepperoni.
Personally, it doesn't matter. You're the dealer with. You just shut the fuck up. You're a moderator.
Anyway,
fit what you think.
I'm getting sick of your fucking attitude.
You don't know what I think,
Mister.
I think
whatever your fucking name is,
it's fitted with that.
Fopolis, whatever your name is, Fesopolis, Pastopolis, Digdopolis, Big Bopolis, Flip Flopolis. Let's get back on track. Anyway,
that's be a question.
Genocide, is it possible?
What are you talking about? Of course, yeah. It's going to happen. There's going to be genocide.
What kind of ethical problems could arise from the murdering of millions of toddlers and babies?
Oh, bunch.
What if we start targeting babies and toddlers who are not involved in Baby Nation activities?
Of course.
Of course what?
Of course. Double agents, you know? The fucking...
Excuse me? You think there are baby spies?
I mean, where do you think all these babies came from? Of course there's, you know, fucking, you know, sleeper cell.
Who is giving birth to these babies?
Oh, you know, you and me, your mom. Mostly your mom. you know, just people. You know, babies don't just come out of nowhere, kid. You know, they fucking... You got a... You know, you gotta put the dick in. You gotta. Beep, 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 you gotta get that.
I think we all know how sex works, Mr. Fedorosopoulos. All right.
The babies are made.
I think we all know how babies are made. All right. Anyway.
You know what I think? I think millions of babies. You can't use both.
I have started drinking because I don't know how to handle these two.
You can't use both against babies. There's too many of them. You gotta lead them somewhere. You know, you gotta have like, you know, you gotta have a Toys R Us, you know, hologram. Put the Toys R Us on a cliff and then have all the babies crawl toward it, and then they just fall into the ocean or something.
That sounds like an extremely intelligent tactic.
What?
That is an extremely good plan.
Are you serious? Whoa.
Yes, I think so.
Well, somebody give me in touch with Enrique, because I'll get in touch with him and we'll defeat this Baby Nation. I don't care.
Woo!
I'm a war criminal.
Woo!
Seriously, I'm a war criminal. I'm a war criminal.
Woohoo!
And I'm happy about it.
Woohoo!
Thanks.
You're welcome. That was our halftime show. The musical guest was The Hives. You remember them?
Yeah, those are the guys from that car commercial there.
Kid,
right?
I remember Red Zeppelin. Fucking 1968.
Excuse me, did you just say Red Zeppelin?
No, I said Red Zeppelin.
Red Zeppelin.
Yeah, the Red Zeppelin.
Red Zeppelin?
Red L-E-Z.
You talking about my people's pastries there?
No, Red Zeppelin.
Can you please refrain from insulting Italian pastries?
If I was going to insult Italian pastries, I'd say, oh, you fucking kid, you want to have... I don't even know anything about Italian pastries, but, you know, if Italians had pastries that were actually good, they would probably still suck.
Oh, we have breaking news here. Oh, God. All right. It turns out that Enrique Iglesias has started fighting Bruce. Enrique and Bruce are fighting right now in the battlefield. I'm receiving word from our international correspondents. They're telling me that Bruce is mortally injured. Bruce is mortally injured, and they don't think that he's going to make it. So Enrique Iglesias has formally defeated the Baby Nation single-handedly without the help of the Awoken. I think we should all be very thankful. But does that mean the threat is over? Just because the Baby Nation leader is gone, does that mean Baby Nation goes away?
No, it means we should continue the Genesis thing. The Genesis, what is it? You know what I mean? Double agents.
Mortadella.
Yeah, mortadella. Just like this WAP said. I mean, Guinea. I mean, Italian. Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
We are live, Mr. Fedrasopoulos. You should refrain from using derogatory language against our guests.
That was.
All right. This has been another edition of WKUNT News SLPN. I was your host, Chauncey Quincy Whitaker, and I am probably going to be fired after this segment. Thank you for your time.
Fuck you.
And good night. Wow. Anyway, yeah, welcome to Slappin' Bird, the podcast. This is Greg Kowalski. I'm with I'm with my pals.
The mainstays. The real ones. The squad.
I'm with my squad.
The day ones.
No, I'm Nico and Alex. Alex came out of his coma. He got hit by lightning in a truck, but he's back. With a little BD.
He's back. He's got a little bit of... He's recovering from that lisp. But he's got it. He's back.
Talk, Alex.
Yeah, got a little bit of a whiff.
Yeah. Talk directly into the microphone.
I'm talking directly into the microphone. I got a tie over with and got way in coma. I got hit by lightning. I got hit by a truck, and I'm fine. I'm good.
We're back. I say that every episode. I say we're back.
We back.
It's because we fucking listen to too much Chance the Rapper. That's right. We listen to Chance the Rapper because we're millennials. You get that? Huh?
I don't listen to
Chance. Mom and Dad? Huh? You think that we're just useless, that we just listen to Chance the Rapper all the time? Huh? Anyway. We're going to address a few things. First off, this whole Baby Nation controversy with Enrique Iglesias is really... It's trending. It's hitting Twitter. It's hitting Venmo. It's hitting Booksy.
It resonates.
With a lot of people across Craigslist and
LinkedIn
and a lot of other places. So we felt the need to step in and talk about it. We have a special news broadcast that we're presenting. Exclusively authorized to distribute because we are Slappin' Bird and we have been given the authority to give this stuff to you because we are very important and wealthy.
We all three did a collaboration triple gay blowjob edging video that you can also search on Pornhub. So just...
Yeah, there's the heads of our dicks are just super fucking huge in this video.
I couldn't climax for like 4.5 hours.
We never ever ever come. There's it's no still coming. High. Never ever coming going on.
You guys take it a completely different.
My balls are
so. Yes, according to your video, it's just three guys getting edged at once. No, I was saying we should. It would be all of us sucking one guy's dick and edging this one guy. Oh. So we divide.
Oh, okay.
We divide it into shifts. So one guy gets the balls, one guy gets the shaft, and one guy gets the butthole.
like right. as is customary with edging videos.
I take the shaft because that's just my position.
That's your forte.
That's where I go. It's my strength.
That's where you're comfortable. You're confident.
My strength is with shafts.
You're confident in the shaft.
I'm good there. Alex tends to take the vanilla. Balls. Alex likes the balls and taint.
He's a dangly type of guy, so he's...
I like those hangers, you know, those little low hangers.
Can you stop talking with a fucking lisp?
Fit them both in his mouth.
Can't stop talking like that.
No, but that makes me the asshole guy. I'm the asshole guy?
No. Alex is the asshole guy. He does the balls and the taint. Yeah, he does.
So what, I'm head?
You're head. You're doing the head.
I'm tipping
the head. You're edging the
head. I'm edging the head.
You're edging the head with the fingertip or whatever.
That's where the nerve endings are. I mean, that's where the nerve endings are.
Jesus Christ.
I know the anatomical geography of the frenulum, so I should be the head guy. Because that's important from all the Reddit guides on how to edge that I've read and written.
Before we lose everybody, can we just talk about something real quick?
Frenulums and how they're neglected often.
All of the anatomical biologists are going to log off now. Mm. Now we're going to get to the true fans of Slapping Bird. You are going to start listening right now. Anyway, we're going to address a little bit of we're going to address our greatest fan. We're going to talk to our greatest. We're going to talk about some fan mail today. We got a little bit of fan mail from Jordan Webb. She lives in Arizona, and
I hear it's hot down there, but I hear it's a dry heat, which is supposedly superior to a wet heat, which is I guess what we have.
It's a dry heat, but you know what the thing is? The thing is that that women who live in Arizona tend to have an eroticism towards cactuses.
Yeah.
So it's understandable that Jordan would
because
be...
cactuses require very little water, which I think is what arouses most women, is the idea.
So what we're saying is Jordan is probably very dry. She's probably very dry.
A very dry person requires lots of moisture.
Her personality, probably very dry.
Almost entirely.
Her skin, probably very dry. And other things, probably very dry as well.
Yeah.
But no, she left us a very nice review on the Slappin' Bird Instagram page. And we just wanted to give her a little bit of love. I'm going to read her review on our Instagram page. She left no stars because there are no stars on Instagram.
It's not a star system.
It's she said, I'm going to quote this exactly as it's typed. It says, "Is this supposed to be funny? Period. I don't get it. No one does. Delete this bullshit. Stupidity. Bullshit spelled B-U-L-S-H-I-T.
Which is incorrect.
God, why did you even get out of bed this morning? Period. Get a life.
Which
stop.
We didn't. Well, I think it's important to state that we're all recording separately from our beds. Because that is where everybody, I think, is most comfortable. And if you disagree, I would like to fucking arm wrestle you about it. And I will beat you, okay?
I will arm wrestle your fucking cock.
I will arm wrestle your foot.
I also want you and all of your constituents to comment.
Which are also dorks.
Because you say no one finds this funny. That means that you're a representative. It means that you have people you speak for. So I'd love to meet these people who you say you speak for. So bring them on, comment. I really wish
to hear from your constituents.
Yeah, comment, like, and subscribe.
Yeah, comment, like, subscribe, and have them say what they really think.
Okay. Who are these other people that you're talking for?
The true magic lies in the last sentence.
The last sentence is, get a life, stop obsessing with others. I mean, that is exactly what we're doing right now,
okay? That is the point of the pod, is to get a life and stop obsessing with others.
We have no life. We have nothing but you. Do you understand? Do you get it?
I don't think she does. I think she doesn't understand the fact that... she doesn't understand that we are here to please her.
We're orphans.
I don't think... there's this like weird assumption that we're a comedy pod. We're not a comedy pod. This isn't fun. This is real life. This is nitty gritty nuts and bolts type suspenseful slash like avant-garde slash
grime,
grime slash
drama,
drama slash
true, you know, true crime,
true crime slash you know, interactive slash educational slash ACDC slash 35% alcohol slash, you know,
real people doing real
people
things,
that not real ideas.
We're not comedy fun haha guys.
We're closer to NPR than we are to
Yeah But Still
stuff that's, you know, funny.
We're not Yeah But Still. We're not Conan O'Brien.
We're not Conan O'Brien.
We're not Chris Delio. Or
Chris Rock
or Theo or Theo Malms, what was his name? Theo von Malmsteen. We're not the other guys. We're not Bill Burb.
We're not any of those dudes.
You know, we're supported by viewers
like
you.
Like you.
We're supported by the Jordan Webb of the world.
The J-Wos.
Yeah, Jordan from Arizona, assistant manager at Unity Beauty Hair and Wigs. 23 Jordan, a.k.a. Ballin' in Life.
We're supported by you, so if we can't please you, we need to find out why.
We need to support you, you awkward white person.
Which I would say is redundant. If you're a white person,
you're pretty much awkward by
default. Absurdly that you're awkward. Because
you're awkward. Yeah, I'm
we
white.
Don't really fit in any like type of demographic.
I mean, because you say you're awkward, it means that you are awkward. But I mean, she's not saying she's awkward. She's
to say to call yourself awkward is probably the least awkward thing. Well, no, it's not. It's inversely awkward.
But is she calling herself awkward, or
it's
is
not?
She,
it's just uncomfortable at that point. If you're like aware of your,
she says
awkwardness.
I'm an awkward white person. So she literally is saying, "I'm an awkward white person." So I mean, that makes her an awkward white person.
Which I couldn't even tell. I was looking at her profile picture, and I was like, "What is this? Like some sort of like?"
She looks like some Twilight vampire.
She looks like you know, the shed of an insect.
Oh my!
Like she was like, you know, cast aside as.
But she's not like she's not new around here. You know, she's got like 1,000 posts. You know, she's following 1,000 people who she probably only actually cares about like, you know, 50 of.
You know what? You know, this might just be me, but I wanna be friends with Jordan. I want
me too.
I want Jordan. I wanna see where we can take this. I wanna see how we can make Jordan happy. I wanna send her one of our scarves that we hand knit that was, you know, previously mentioned in one of our episodes that we were doing. We hand knit a couple scarves. They're pretty good quality, and I want to send one to Jordan. So if she could just, you know, link her, you know, address, social security number, list of five fears, or shoe size, and a colonic map, then we can get that underway. And you know, we can kind of, you know, we sort through this.
We sent, you know, 10 beanies to each United Beauty and Hair and Wig location in Arizona with this, you know, with the embroidery of saying Jordan Webb. And we haven't heard anything back. You know, I've been calling each location each day, 3 times a day.
Because that's an easily Googleable thing in this time of day.
It is. You can see every single United Hair by Beauty Hair Salon web, you know, wig place in Arizona. It's pretty easy. So you know what I did? I just sent a beanie to every single one, and I'm just waiting for some kind of, you know,
waiting.
Thanks, Slappy.
And
bird.
Hoping. And drinking,
I take back everything I said
smoking,
about every
and waiting,
bad, every
and
bad
farting,
thing I said about you.
Pooping,
I didn't mean to say that
stoking,
about you. Even though I'm your only supporter,
and eating soup,
and you
and drinking soup,
people like
and
me,
and making stew out of beef and stuff, and then adding flour and stuff to make it thicker, like a gravy of sorts. Maybe in some beer.
Well, I think long story short is we're trying to win you back, Jordan.
Come back.
We really want you back.
Come back and listen, please.
We wish you hadn't deleted your
comment.
We
will say anything you want us to say.
We'll tailor everything we say for you.
We just want to be your friend.
We're here for you. You.
This is your best friend, Slappin' Bird, just calling to say hi and what's up.
Yeah, we're here
hey,
for you.
What's up?
We want to slap five. We want to go to a show. We want to buy you a drink and have fun and party. You know?
So you know what we're going to do? We're going to stop obsessing over others. All right? We're going to stop. Right now,
we're just a couple of 50-year-olds in love, and we're single, and we've just recently divorced, and we've fucking had a time at the
synagogue, temple, or whatever it is, the fucking people that we are do.
Drinking, you know, drinking locks.
Fucking, we got a couple of schnapps in a paper bag, and we know what to do with it, I'll tell you.
Drinking Dr. McGillicuddy's.
Let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? This Enrique Iglesias thing.
Yeah.
He's fighting an army of babies. Enrique Iglesias.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Now, I don't know how true this is, but the leader of the Nation of Babies is called Bruce. Now, yes. Enrique Iglesias released this song called Tonight, quote, sorry, parentheses, I'm Fighting Bruce, where he made a song, an artistic expression. We can only kind of expect that from Enrique, right? I mean, that's what he does. He makes music. He released a song describing his fight against the baby nation, and we were exclusively handpicked by his entourage to release it. And we were able to send one of our representatives out to the red carpet at one of the events that he was attending to interview him. And this is the interview he gave to the person there. You ready to hear it? Okay, we're going to play it right now.
There's Enrique right now. There he is. Hey, can you grab him? Can you grab him? Hey, Enrique, can we talk to you? Hey, can we talk to you?
No.
Hey, can we talk, Enrique, over here. Thank you so much for coming over and talking to us. Enrique, hi. How are you, Enrique?
I am doing very good. Thank you for asking.
Enrique, so there's been a lot of controversy around you lately. We've heard your new single. It sounds like your hit single from 2009, Tonight I'm Loving You, but the lyrics are about fighting baby nation?
Yes, only the truly awakened will heed the call.
What do you mean by the truly awoken?
I wrote that song from my isolation chamber that I built in my mansion in Spain.
What exactly is Baby Nation?
Baby Nation is the greatest threat to humanity since the aliens came 100,000 years ago and brought us life here. They're taking everything, don't you see? Bruce wants to control everything, and we cannot let him!
He's being carted off by his entourage right now. Alright, I guess we're not going to get a whole lot out of Enrique at this red carpet event, but I guess next time, we're just going to have to catch him next time. We're just going to have to catch you next time, Enrique. We'll see you. I will heed the call.
Okay, That is the recording in question. We're going to take a break. Coming up is a new spot. New spot. It's the new Toyota Tacoma commercial coming up. It pertains to babies somehow. All right. We'll see you back when we come back with the commercial. Yeah. Fuck.
Liquoration.
Hey, we're back. Slapping bird. Our guest for the evening was supposed to be this guy, Nate. He flaked it on us. He's got kids and stuff, and he just couldn't make it.
Also, we don't have, like, legitimate friends. We're just cat.
No, we don't really have friends, per se, so here we go. We got a commercial coming up. I'm being handed a note from the PAs. It's for Firestone Tires. Firestone Tires. Are you fighting Baby Nation? Do you have to run over thousands, if not millions, of babies in a day? Look no further than Firestone Tires. These tires are perfect. They have a lot of treads, lots of surface area, run over a lot of babies at once. You're almost guaranteed to kill them on the first run over. If not, you can back up and kill them on the second try. They're the perfect tire for fighting Baby Nation. The number one tire from the Awoken. Will you heed the call? Will you heed the call? Firestone, Enrique Iglesias. Fighting Baby Nation. One tire at a time. Put them on your Toyota Tacoma. Drive through them. Drive through that crowd of babies. Are you at a carnival? You see a lot of babies? They're probably spies. Drive through them too. Hey. Made from a superior thermoset rubber that will never ever tear or rip or be punctured by any kind of baby tooth or little weapon that a baby has fashioned out of some kind of dumb baby item that a baby can come in contact with. Firestone Tires are the highest quality tires that you can ask for in the Baby Nation war against Baby Nation. The United States of America is the leading nation in the fight against Baby Nation. You can count on us. Firestone. Really, really happy with the quality of Firestone tires. I put a few on my car, and my neighbor's kids have been bugging me, so I ran them over because fucking Baby Nation is really a problem right now. So
that's the point of the tires.
I was just like, fuck it.
They're like extra sharp for being rubber.
My neighbors too. They're really chill for being just like the type of, you know, average people. They're really chill.
Chill for average people.
They're like, yeah, well, you know, it was really tough raising these two kids, but at the same time, we understand your concerns about the Baby Nation and how our kids might be part of it.
They knew. They knew they were Baby Nation.
So, you know, it was just
deep down, it was always apparent to them.
They were cool with me running them over. I mean, I did not cover funerals expenses.
Who could? They're so expensive nowadays.
Especially with the fact that those children had to be cremated immediately.
Yeah.
There was no way you were having a real funeral for them.
No way.
I mean, it was just, I mean, I had to stay there and file the police report. I mean, it was just,
The parents couldn't even identify them. They were like smudges. It was like a Rorschach test.
It was terrible.
Well, but everyone wanted the fucking tires, though.
Like,
well,
the police tires performed wonderfully.
Police officer who showed up was like, "Wow, this is horrible. What kind of tires are these?
Performance tires."
And you're like, "These are S squared. These are superior smushabilities." And the cop was like, oh, "Fuck, dude." He hopped on his phone and he went on TireRack.com right there and bought a pair.
He bought two pairs.
He bought two. One for each, you know, one for the driver, you know, one for the front and one for the back.
He bought, like, some for his wife's, like, Ford Expedition.
Yeah, the kid's parents were like, what fucking tires are those? You're like, oh, those are S-squared. They're like, ah, oh, I like that already. And they fucking went, they did the same thing.
It's got a ring.
It really helped the grieving process.
It's got a capitalist ring to it.
The grieving process was, like, super, super expedited because of that.
It helps because, you know, you got some hope for the future that, you know, no matter what you might be running over, may it be human child or may it be, you know, road debris of any other sort, you know, it's,
you can count on those tires.
Count on the tires.
Yeah.
To get you through it.
Good tires.
Drive whatever you need to drive over.
I mean, I think that these tires are one of the first products that we have promoted that I really believe in.
And that really exist.
They actually exist.
You can put these on your car and you should do it and you should buy them and do
or
it.
Mainly your Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah, especially if you have a Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah. especially because a Toyota Tacoma is the perfect all-terrain vehicle for the running down of thousands of babies or millions at a time.
What is Tacoma?
Tacoma?
Is that a place or is it a thing? Is Tacoma like a really like cool place where people smoke cigarettes and cattle like herded and rustled stuff?
I think it's cooked beans, first off, it's pronounced Tacoma.
Tacoma.
And second off,
that's self-explanatory.
It's a place where a lot of homemade salsa is made.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of homemade salsa.
Tomatillos just grow on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
You just walk down the street and pick tomatillos.
And I think that is where Ice Cream Jones's ice cream farm is headquartered in Tacoma.
Tacoma.
It's in Washington. Tacoma, Washington. It's just south of Oregon. Sorry, not Oregon. Seattle? Whatever.
Well, only one of those makes sense.
Whatever. It's near there.
Wherever that is, that's where it is.
And Ice Cream Jones is there primarily. I think he's the primary business keeping that town in on the radar, really.
They owe him a lot.
Yeah.
He's keeping it afloat. He's keeping it from being one of those towns where like all the businesses are like boarded up as you drive through and you're like, oh, shit, what happened here? But really it's just, you know, the
Ice Cream Jonesville
end stage of you know, what happens with businesses that suck.
It's being gentrified by Ice Cream Jones.
Yeah.
In Tacoma.
A lot of people are moving to Hickama.
You know, where's that?
Hickama? It's just south of Tacoma.
Tacoma.
Tacoma, you mean?
Tacoma, yeah. Tacoma, it's just south of Tacoma.
All right, well.
I'm sorry.
Please stop.
I only wanted to do it once.
Well,
we tried a new thing today.
What did we try?
The Baby Nation thing.
Do we want to talk about the morality of that?
Do we?
I just want to say for the record that I don't think it's wrong to joke about that, because we live in a nation of people that is okay with morally ending the lives of millions of children every day or every year.
I don't think Baby Nation skit needs defense.
I don't think it needs to be defended either. But if I was going to come upon somebody, I'd be like, hey.
I think slaughtering a nation of primarily babies falls immediately under the umbrella of parody. I don't think anybody is like immediately getting offended that there's a nation of babies somewhere that Enrique Iglesias is fighting the leader named Bruce. And thinking, hey, that could be my baby.
Hey!
From a parallel dimension.
I would never let
where their leader is Bruce.
My child would never be part of that.
Wait a minute. Wait. That was my kid.
We homeschool.
If that was my kid, I would be really pissed off if you were talking about my baby.
The state of homeschooling in this country is deplorable.
The problem that we have in this country, they hate us.
You know what I would say?
They hate us. Oh God,
public
stop,
schools.
Dude,
hate.
They hate who?
They.
Who's they?
They.
I would say, you know
the
what?
The problem!
If
hate us! Wayne, I need to speak with Wayne. Hey, Wayne, I need to speak to Wayne.
Nirvana, what they actually meant to say was, I need to speak with Wayne.
And that was it.
Yeah.
But the thing that's wrong with our country is women who want to just say things like, they hate us.
What?
Don't hate us! They hate us!
We do everything for you!
We make your lunches. We cook your breakfast.
We cut the
fucking crust off your fucking toast. You know how fucking long that takes to fucking cut crust.
And I work 40 hours.
Why don't you fucking just eat the fucking crust? It's the same fucking bread.
20 hours a week.
I don't care if you can't eat the fucking peanut butter and jelly on the sandwich as much when you're taking the fucking bite of the crust. Just fucking eat the crust. It's fucking bread.
I pushed a baby. I pushed a baby on me. I pushed a baby on me 3 times for you.
Fucking, it's a peanut butter and jelly fucking sandwich. What the fuck are you trying to fucking...
For every hour I work, I make a 70 cents a lesson to you. This is injustice.
So, this is a new racist podcast called fucking... We make fun of Japanese people and women.
The most vulnerable.
The most vulnerable of
people who can't defend themselves. That's also pretty racist to say because, okay, there's like, we live in a world.
Clearly the Japanese can defend themselves.
You can't say anything in our, like, time period right now that doesn't sound, like, fucked up because it's like, well, you can't make fun of women because they can't defend themselves. It's like, no, fuck you. Women can defend themselves. But then it's like, but if that's like someone trying to defend women saying that. So they're like, they sound like they're fucked up for saying something that they think is compassionate. And they get shit on for saying something that they think is compassionate. Like, you can't make fun of women because they can't defend themselves. Or something like along those lines, saying something about some other like marginalized person. So it's like, they can't defend themselves. No, they can defend themselves. It's fucking comedy. Get the fuck over it.
This is comedy?
This is the essence of comedy.
A.B. Schubert stole her jokes?
I mean, for the record, Amy Schumer's not funny.
I've never even heard one of her jokes.
For the record.
For the get wrecked. She sells out arenas. She sells out arenas.
I don't know how that happens, but I mean, she's not funny.
She sells out arenas. Arenas?
That's old. You know why Ralphie May? You know why Ralphie May was funny? Because he was fat. You know why Amy Schumer is funny? Because she's fat. You know why people are perceived as funny sometimes?
Because they're fat.
It's because of the way their body looks. Like, think of Louis.
You think fat people are inherently funny?
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Look at Louis C.K.
He's fat and
he's a ginger. Everything he says is funny.
You can't not laugh at him.
It's funny when he makes self-deprecating jokes. He's like, look at me. I'm fat. Nothing makes sense down there.
And you're just listening like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I bet.
He's like, yeah, I'm a ginger. I have no soul.
I bet Louis C.K.'s dick looks like a truck crash.
Looks like a bunch of dismembered truckers' bodies.
Louis C.K.'s dick looks like a worm that dried up on the sidewalk in the summertime.
With a little bit of red hair stuck on it. Blah, 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 blah.
Is that a group of trash and turds, or is it Louis C.K.'s dick?
That's like just the type of joke Louis C.K. has already told, probably. About his own dick. It's like, my dick looks like trash.
You know what would happen, though, if you were like...
Is that a dead dog, or is that Louis C.K.'s dick?
Is that a homicide scene, or is that Louis C.K.'s dick?
Is that a dropped container of hummus, or
is that a Louis C.K.'s dick on the ground there?
Is that a car crash on the highway, or
is that Louis C.K.'s dick?
Is that the aftermath of Baby Nation conflict, or is that Louis C.K.'s dick?
Is that a burger that was made at Burger King but was made improperly, so they had to remake it, and the old one they just threw away on the top of the trash?
Or is that Louis C.K.'s dick?
Is that a piece of kielbasa that was manufactured at Hillshire Farms factory but was left on the ground and forgotten by the custodian, so it sat there for about 3 months and it just dried up and got really, 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 really dry, and then finally one day
the custodian picked it up and he looked at it and he was like,
"Who's that, Louis C.K.S. Yeah.
Is that some art by a seventh grader, or is that Louis C.K.S.
They hate
us. They hate us! They hate us!
As much as Louis C.K.S. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. Oh.
We're getting to the point.
We're like going fucking crazy.
I think we need to
gracefully wrap this up.
We have no dignity.
I think we need to take on a French accent. And,
we listen to real hip hop, Notorious Big IG. And
Big IG?
Eugene. I listen to real hip hop, Notorious Big IG.
Big IG.
And Tupac Shakur. And Rakim and Eric Bean. And I listen to a little LL Cool Jane and and Hang
Khalil Khajan.
What? It sounds like Iraqi.
What are you?
It sounds like
fake Arabic.
Iranian podcast about fucking what hip hop they listen to.
I listen to ASAP Rocky.
Did I just step through a farm that's locally owned to buy some locally owned corn that is to support the locally owned economy, or did I just step through Lucy's? Yeah.
Oh, you mean like that multicolored corn? You know, the corn that like kind of looks like a necrotic penis.
Did I just buy an iced Americano at a gentrified American establishment in the middle of a fucking Providence City or thing? Where did I just step into Louisiana?
Yeah. Did I just Louis slapping Bird Pod, or did I just
Louisiana? Yeah.
Listen to everybody should go to louiscgaysdick.com and listen to our pod, which is
louiscgaysdick@pod.com.
Dude, I can't imagine that would be a very expensive domain name.
Go to godaddy.com right now and look it up.
louiscgaysdick.com.
GoDaddy.
Yeah, GoDaddy. They'll tell you exactly how much that domain is worth.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see.
Did I just go to Lucy Gay?
LouisCK'sDick.com?
GoDaddy.
Louis.
You know Sarah Silverman already made one. So, it doesn't matter.
LouisCK'sDick.com is 99 cents.
Dude, that's so fucking cheap.
Should we buy that?
We should buy that.
All right, I'm buying it.
Buy it.
Dude, we're investors now.
I'm investing in LouisCK'sDick.com.
Investing in LouisCK'sDick.com. That's a really good investment, though. I'm serious.
We should put all of the links to our pod on LouisCK'sDick.com.
It's $11 a year.
Okay.
$11 a year?
I can finance that. I can find a way to pay for that.
Type in the promo code TAKE30 OFF.
Really?
Yeah.
Promo code. Is there your promo
type
code?
Type in
here?
The promo code public masturbator 13 at trenchcoat.com, which you wouldn't need to enter a promo code probably.
I need to create an account. All right. I'm going to do this after the pod's over. We're buying LouisCK'sDick.com. Just so everybody's aware.
Come visit
LouisCK'sDick.com.
This is a space for all of us.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
There are no trigger words used.
No trigger words, no masturbation episodes. Episodes of masturbation. However you want to phrase it.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ, that's a lot of burp. You burped like three times. Yeah, that's a lot for you. You're usually not the one to be burping.
I'm gassy.
Gaseous.
Gaseous getting the flask.
Gaseous Clay.
Gaseous
getting the flask. Gaseous.
Dudes, no.
Gaseous.
Oh,
Gaseous.
Remember the Baby Nation National Anthem?
Remember, remember that song that I kept singing? What the fuck was it? The fuck, it was like by that guy, the fuck.
Dude, Jordan Webb accepted my follow request.
Oh, shit.
Really? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Like her pics.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What the fuck does she even like?
This is what she, this is her latest post.
She's got abs.
You want me to read the caption? Natural abs brought to you by good old fashioned blue collar hard work.
Abs.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah,
yeah. Abs.
Down and out like last week. Tell me, where have you been?
Where have you been?
Nothing but natural abs.
Don't act like I'm your man.
Natural abs. Natural abs. Natural abs.
You gotta go right now? Oh, okay. All right, just say goodbye.
Nielses.
Later, dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye, man.
Bye, Nico.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
I love the kisses Nico gives me.
In my isolation, I'm fighting Baby Nation. And the pen I had to bend you.
Tonight I'm fighting Bruce.
Tonight I'm fighting Bruce.
Hey, dudes.
Later, man.
Good night to Baby Nation.
Good night to Baby Nation.
Yeah, good night to Baby Nation has been defeated.
When the baby nation and my isolation and the man I need a minus.
So
she see money all around me. She see money around me.
Oh no. That was the other one I was doing before.
She see money all around. She see money all around me. She see money around me.
Summing up with the acronym,
ma'am.
Money all around me,
ma'am.
Money, money, money all around me, me.
Hey, we're Slappin' Bird Pod. This is not a, not a news pod. We don't do news.
No.
What are we gonna do?
Stop.
You wanna stop?
Yeah. I wanna go to bed.
A little bit. I'm sleepy. I'm sleepy. Ich will. Ich will.
I was listening to Ickville by Rammstein so I could see if it was similar to a song that I was listening that I had in my head prior to that song coming in my head. So I had two songs in my head. One of them was Ickville and the other one was and then like I can't figure out what song that is. So if you know that song, if you know what song I'm talking about, it goes meow 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 meow. I don't know what song that is. If you know it, tell me. I will be very happy, and I might send you a beanie, baby. I'll send you a Beanie Baby. I have Beanie Babies. I collected Beanie Babies. Send them to me. Send me your idea. Yeah. Anyway.
You ready? Ready to? I'm ready.
All right. This has been Slapping Bird Pod. Thank you so much for listening.
If you comment, you get a beanie.
If you comment, hate, love, doesn't matter, we'll send you a beanie. Send shitty comments. DM us your address, and we will hand deliver a beanie.
We have nothing better to do. We will hand deliver you a beanie. We are desperate for vacations.
We want vacations, so we're selling beanies, but we're also giving them away. Hate and love content. Either way, it doesn't matter. Send it over. Thank you so much. Slappin' Bird Podcast. Nico left. I'm Greg. That's Alex. Enrique Iglesias. Baby Nation. All the best. Sincerely, love.